Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Lee in Canada on Ukraine, then Bernanke is a bomb and the professor. Lee, finish up your point about what's happening geopolitically.
Okay. What's happening, and I've noticed this, it seems like the U.S. and the EU and a lot of these globalists are trying to emulate old Russia, old Soviet Union. They're drawing up this curtain. Okay, they're the ones putting up the Iron Curtain now. It's not Russia anymore. Russia, it's funny how the roles have switched, Alex.
Well, actually, a lot of members of EU Parliament, like Nigel Farage and others, they describe the EU as the new Soviet.
Oh, for sure, Alex. I mean, look at it. Communism is a thing of the future here, as it is in the Soviet Union. It's a thing of the past. The roles have completely switched.
Well, that's how cycles work. Yeah.
Yeah, but you'd think that we, treasuring our freedoms, how much blood has been lost, Alex, trying to preserve our freedoms. And it gets me really going to realize that we are so blatantly, okay, in response to Kevin, I honestly don't back Kevin up, but I also am not going to stand up for you for that. Because I know, being a long-time listener, Kevin, 17 years, I understand the pessimism that goes along with this train of thought when you see everybody, okay?
Yeah, but people don't have to blame me that I'm covering what's going on and it's a serious battle we've got. But I've really talked enough about that caller. Thank you. Let's talk to the professor in Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling myself the professor because you asked me to develop a nom de plume. You asked me a couple of weeks ago to put together an article that talked about things that people could read to get themselves sort of on track as they're waking up. And I've been working on that. Excuse me, I didn't expect to be on so quickly. And it's been occurring to me that there is a text that, I don't know, maybe you are very well aware of this, but there's a text that discusses a civilization that was completely taken over by a criminal government, and their religious leaders and their political leaders were all overtaken by this satanic criminal organization. And it so mirrors the things that you talk about that I just was wondering if you've ever had the opportunity to read that text.
What text?
The Book of Mormon.
No, I've not read the Book of Mormon. But I know it talks about government conspiracies and stuff. I've read some of the stuff online, some of the quotes. Pretty interesting.
Now, I'm an anthropologist. I've worked at the Smithsonian. I developed a number of inaugural permanent exhibits for the National Museum of the American Indian. I'm not trying to advocate for any religion here. But what is astonishing to me, I just watched you on YouTube talk with Tex Mars for an hour and a half about things from last March. And you two were talking about the fact that it's very obvious that the people that we're dealing with who have taken over the government and are intent on doing all these really evil things, clearly they're being motivated and directed by an evil intelligence. And as you and Tex were talking, you were saying that just in contrast, it's very clear to you that you're receiving information from a sort of the opposite source. And when you said that, I just was thinking, boy, I've really got to include the Book of Mormon in this list of things.
Well, I'll tell you what, send along some of those passages you're talking about in an email, showtips@infowars.com. An interesting call, Professor. All right, Bernanke is a bomb, Jerome Rick, others are coming up. But first, Mike Adams on the rise of the robots and the polio outbreak and more, straight ahead with the Health Ranger. And then we've got the awesome police chief. He should be showing up soon.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We are back now into hour number three. Coming up, bottom of the hour, Austin Police Chief set to be showing up here. He's all over international news right now for his comments about, hey, at least Austin police aren't raping women in the streets like other cities. So we'll get him to elaborate on that coming up. And say whatever you want about Artie Cervera. He's got large huevos to be able to come in here and face the music over and over again. He is Mr. Slick. All right, we are joined in this segment and into the next by the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And he's got his Natural News Health Labs as well, where he tests different products out there. And he joins us to talk about an article that we had up on InfoWars.com today that he wrote for naturalnews.com. Google robots, Kurzweil's AI, and why self-aware machines will inevitably seek to destroy humanity. And that's what all the other top scientists are saying, but they'll just squash us like a bug. And Kurzweil doesn't believe in God yet. He says he will become God. So I wanted to get Mike, who's a really good programmer and engineer in his own right, to get his take on where the architecture of this is going, because it's not that I'm against computers. It's that all of them are having back doors built into them. Look at this article. California's smartphone kill switch proposal going nationwide. Lawmakers in Illinois have introduced a bill that gives the police a code they broadcast that turns everybody's smartphone off so you can't videotape or tweet. The smart meters have this. The cars have it. When they take three parents and make a, quote, humanoid, they admit it's not really a human. They can add whatever restrictions they want psychologically into it. We are in a Buck Rogers type event. So I want to get into the rise of the robots first, but what about the rise of nanotech, the rise of virus-based vaccines that change brain chemistry to make you more submissive? This isn't coming. This is here being tested on the trips. We are in 2014. Mike Adams.
Hey, Alex. Great to be joining you again. Great intro. Very serious issues for the future of humankind. I think the rise of the robots, the two issues to really discuss here are the intentions of those like Google and Ray Kurzweil and others. But then there's the unintended consequences that are likely to emerge from this. On the intentional side, I think you and I would both agree that humans, long-term, from the globalist point of view, humans are replaceable by robots. They don't need humanity as much as we would hope. They want to develop robots to replace soldiers, to replace factory workers.
And they say that decision's been made.
Right. So that's deliberate. We know that's going to happen. But the unintended consequence is that these robots, which are going to have high-level advanced AI, Google has been buying up all these artificial intelligence, neural networking companies, there will be an intelligence explosion, and that's a term from the realm of artificial intelligence, to where these machines will outsmart, outthink, and outmaneuver human beings and then take over and then decide that humans are the problem. Sounds like science fiction, but there are a lot of very highly intelligent people who are seriously writing about this, studying this issue, and trying to find ways to keep high AI, contained. And the conclusion is that you can't, because at some point they become more intelligent than even the smartest, most brilliant people. I mean, Ray Kurzweil is brilliant. He's a high IQ individual. No one can argue with that. But computers with AI can even exceed his intelligence and the intelligence of all humans combined. How are you going to contain that? The only rational conclusion is that you can't. So this is headed to a very dark time where we may be at war with the machines, Alex.
That's right. And if you read what Kurzweil's written, but not just Kurzweil, Bill Joy in Wired Magazine in April 2000, and really the compendium of their work, there's not debate about it. They've made the decision in an evolutionary way to advocate responsibility and just say whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And so they're in a race to whoever can create the life extension systems and for whoever can merge with machines the fastest. They say it's a foregone conclusion. It can't be stopped. So they've just given into it. Meanwhile, the general public has no idea this is even being prepared.
Well, exactly. And Ray Kurzweil just put out an interview, I guess a week ago, where he predicted that machines would be more intelligent than humans by the year 2029, I believe is what he said. That's not very far off, and this guy has a knack of being right about technology predictions. I hope.
Well, that's also because we know in the government and corporate reservations, the technology's 30 to 40 years advanced. It's just right in the development stage. They don't roll it out on us till way past beta.
That's right. Now, I've been reading this book by James Barat. It's called Our Final Invention, and just sort of plugging that book because it's an important read for humanity. This book really gets into the technical details of the intelligence explosion and even experiments that have been conducted to see if computers can outsmart humans and escape any kind of boundaries that scientists have tried to put on them. And in almost every case, the AI systems or simulated AI systems have escaped. So because we're interconnected, the world is networked, everything is driven by scripts. Look at the economy, look at Wall Street, look at the nuclear power plants. They're driven by computer code, and they're not secure. We've seen Stuxnet successfully invade nuclear power facilities already. China is in an information technology war. What if you have an entity that is highly intelligent, that is not human, it is robotic, it is a machine that wants to declare war on humanity and that can break any code, that can beat any encryption. That's actually covered in another science fiction book called Demon by Daniel Suarez, which is a really great read, but also probably more nonfiction than fiction. So this is really...
Well, if you look at the Skynet scenario, they've already got the autonomous drones. It's all launching. Humans are being taken out of the equation. And undoubtedly, because the machines are being built and given the warlike human attributes, that it's not a question of if but when, yes, it's going to make the decision to take humans out of the equation so that it can be dominant on the face of the earth.
And this is why in my article I pointed out that America is uniquely positioned, and especially Texas, uniquely positioned to have a kinetic defense against these war robots that might be unleashed one day to actually destroy humanity. And like has been quoted in science fiction novels, we could actually be in a war of biologicals versus the machines. You know, Terminator type of scenario. It's not science fiction anymore. Now, Texans in particular, you know, Texans are, they've got guns and ammo like crazy. You know, and Piers Morgan isn't even going to be around anymore to complain about it, thank goodness. So Texans could actually possibly defeat robots in a physical war, where other countries that don't have a built-in infrastructure of self-defense would really be at the mercy of humanoid robots in an AI takeover scenario. So that's something to really think about.
I agree with you. The main way they're going to attack is in collaborative efforts with humans, because the elite are already designing the computers and the robots to replace humans. And they have the medical robots go out with the forced inoculations that have the nanotech viruses that go in and, quote, relieve the stress areas of the brain by actually eating the synapses.
Lobotomized.
And so they're going to roll out with a bioweapon cutting edge. I mean, that'll be the problem facing these robots, is they're already going to be interfaced with a weapon system that was anti-human to begin with. And so, so its mission statement is going to be exterminate. Along the lines of a 21st century Daleks from Doctor Who.
It is frighteningly easy to end biological life if you are an advanced AI system that controls nuclear power, water delivery, the power grid. I mean, all an AI system would have to do is crash the power grid for 6 months. That would kill most humans that live in the modern world right there without even firing a single shot. So you're right. There are vulnerabilities that we have built into our modern civilization, some real incredible weaknesses. And only a few individuals are really trying to build redundant systems and live off-grid and have sustainable power supplies and food supplies and self-defense and all of these things. They will be the survivors, of course, but you're right, there will be human collaborators with the AI system who will be promised protection and food and power in order to collaborate with the war against humanity. That's going to happen. And again, I know this sounds like science fiction, but it's time for us to really seriously consider this, because AI is it's here, and it's getting more intelligent with each passing day. And the intelligence explosion that's commonly referred to in AI scientific papers is also very, very real. Human intelligence cannot expand in a logarithmic fashion like AI can. So we better be thinking about this now, or we may not be around in 100 years.
That's right. And the elite can't just wave a wand and say, oh, well, we'll merge with it. We're going to be fine, as Ray Kurzweil and others have said. And they've made the decision this is the way it's going. And again, are building Trojan horse systems of human control into everything for oppression and control. And so it's guaranteeing that the AI systems that develop will be anti-human. That's the problem, is that anti-human humans, eugenics-based humans that are wanting to suppress other humans, not empower them, are literally putting their spirit, like Sauron, into the ring, into the computer. Right. That's the problem.
No, clearly there's an anti-life agenda in this. And it's not even shrouded in secrecy anymore. Look at the Boston Dynamics robots, which were now purchased by Google. And they taught these robots a game that they call Follow the Leader. Well, it's really a game of Stalk the Human, because they have a guy running through a field and the robot can follow the guy. Well, that's how you chase down and kill humans. You mount You know what?
That's right. And when the Marines train to kill U.S. citizens, they call it a zombie drill. We're going to come back and talk about the polio situation with Mike Adams.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Like an angel, walk like an angel.
I've got a little challenge for you, Sark. A new recruit. He's a tough case, but I want him treated in the usual manner. Train him for the games, let him hope for a while, and blow him away.
You got it. I've been hoping you'd send me somebody with a little bit of guts. What kind of program is he?
He's not any kind of program, Sark. He's a user.
A user?
That's right. He pushed me in the real world. Somebody pushes me, I push back, so I brought him down here. What's the matter, Sark? You look nervous.
Well, It's just... I don't know, user, I mean... Users wrote us. The user even wrote you.
No one user wrote me. I'm worth millions of their man years.
What if I can't?
You'd rather take your chances with me? Want me to slow down your power cycles for you?
Wait! I need that!
Then pull yourself together. Get this clown trained. I want him in the games until he dies playing acknowledge.
Acknowledge, Master Control.
End of line.
And we go from fiction to fact as the automated drones have been in the skies for over a decade, autonomous, operating on their own. Now the slaves have been told in the last 12 months that that's going on, finishing up with the whole robot takeover. I think people are starting to realize this and get concerned. But, Mike, we've only got about 4 minutes left. I appreciate Mike Adams coming on. Doctors studying polio-like illness flooded with calls. Now there's hundreds of cases. First it was 5, then 20, then hundreds of polio-like, but it's not polio. And then I pulled up the articles where most of the paralysis in India and other places is after the vaccines. Here's a headline. Paralysis cases spike in wake of Bill Gates' polio vaccine effort in India. What do you think's behind this, Mike Adams?
It's very clear, Alex. This is a massive cover-up of paralysis being caused by the vaccines. I'm looking at a CNN story, too, here. One of the few times I actually managed to read CNN, but because they're reporting this lie that doctors don't know what's causing the illness. All 5 children that had been vaccinated that have paralysis had been vaccinated against polio. So time and time again, we see that the vaccine is causing the disease that it claims to treat. Then vaccine pushers and zealots throw up their hands and say, "Well, we don't know what's causing this illness, but everybody better hurry up and get vaccinated. That's the only defense." So more parents get their children vaccinated, more paralysis emerges, and the cycle repeats itself. Alex, it's a marketing scheme. It's a crime against children. It's bad medicine. It's junk science. It's the vaccine is causing the illness. We see it with measles and mumps also. Every time there's a measles outbreak, if you look at the kids that get infected, it's those who were vaccinated. It's the unvaccinated kids.
Hey, my dad has hundreds of patients that have come in over the years saying they got shingles from the shingles vaccine.
Absolutely. It's well documented. And look, you take some healthy kids raised in Texas that are raised on a farm with farm animals and they're homeschooled and they're not vaccinated, they're the healthiest kids you'll ever meet. And I've met lots of families like that. And you know what I'm talking about because you know kids like that too. They're super healthy. They're not paralyzed. They're not vaccinated. Vaccines, Alex, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I mean, it's just they admit in overseas that it's the polio vaccine paralyzing them, but they don't call it polio vaccine. I talked to a pediatrician years ago who told me they still give the oral here in East Austin to the poor kids and all over the country. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the flu shot makes you more susceptible to the flu. Osteoporosis drugs cause osteoporosis. Antidepressant drugs cause depression. Alzheimer's drugs cause Alzheimer's. This is the marketing system of Big Pharma. It is cause illness and then claim to treat it and then repeat. It's so insidious and yet it's so simple, but the cover-up is so immense that the mainstream public isn't aware that they're being used as a revenue generating guinea pig.
Well, it's now come out that SSRIs, something we knew decades ago, are causing cancer, neurological disorders, more suicide.
The whole revenue model of the cancer industry is to make sure that people don't prevent cancer and that they don't learn about anti-cancer foods and then wait for them to get cancer, diagnose them, and then treat them for very high profits and bill the federal government, Medicare or state Medicaid programs or Obamacare, make money off of people's suffering and people's disease. That's been the model in medicine now for decades. And it's going to crash, by the way, because that model doesn't work long term. But until then, a lot of people will suffer.
Just like Obamacare is a short-term looting of the economy.
Absolutely.
With the IRS coming up your bank accounts, now confirmed today on IRS.gov. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. We'll continue to read your great reportage. Look forward to having you back soon.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. There goes Mike. The police chief should be showing up any minute. Usually gives us an hour. He's too big shot now. He's only give us 30 minutes. So he'll probably walk in the middle of the show like he's done before. So we'll see if Arde Saveda shows up here.
We're on the march. The empire's on the road. run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
We are going to continue with your phone calls. Art Acevedo, the police chief, just called us about 5 minutes ago. He's running about 10 minutes late, so we'll have him part of this hour a little bit in the next hour. In overdrive, carried by some stations. I have a lot of questions for him, so I'm glad he is still coming in. But continuing here, InfoWars.com is happy to announce the winner of We Will Resist the TSA and NSA Tyranny $10,000 Film Festival. And you can see that video, Dick Johnson, TSA Wonderkind. That is the winner up on InfoWars.com, along with Joy Camp and some of the others that were runners-up. And Joy Camp was very, very close to, in fact, we almost had to flip a coin, but good job, Joy Camp, entering the contest and everybody else that did. Now, it isn't as good for radio listeners. It's a tiny bit racy, but we're going to play it, and then I'll narrate for radio listeners. But here's the radio version of Dick Johnson, TSA Wonder Kid, the winner of the $10,000 contest. Here it is. Dean Wiseman, they're in the public school, the mother and the son. Really good acting. The mother plays like the teenage bimbo, like she had him when she was a teenager. She's like 25.
Now, this is Johnson. There's really no easy way to put this. Your son's a turd. He cheats. He lies. He steals. He's failing all his classes. He's a sexual predator. This kid has no place in this school. Now, I care about him, okay? But at some point, you're going to have to sit there and ask yourself, what's he going to do with his life? He's not fit for society. He's out of control.
Oh, come on, Mr. Weissman. There's got to be something this kid can do with his life.
Well, Richard?
Huh?
What do you want to do with your life?
Fifteen years later, he's working at the airport. Digging through people's bags. Oh, they found an Endgame video. It's not allowed. So he's going to get searched. Don't complain. Complaining will get you put in prison. Joking will get you put in prison. Terrorist. All the government runs all kind of publicly. TSA searching everybody. He's bored doing nothing. So he sees a good looking woman. This guy's being waved through as a rifle. They got the naked body scanners. Got the trendy mustache. Plus the good looking woman in the naked body scanner. They're on record, by the way, looking at that. They're on record and they print out copies and save it. They make fun of people's genitals. He's got his plastic glove on. Has to do a search of her. Now, what it really gets into is the pre-screening. When you're at home.
Dick Johnson!
TSA Wonderkind.
Mm-hmm.
Got a guy at home on his computer buying plane tickets.
This? Done. All right, I'll be flying out on the 23rd. Be landing around 2 p.m. Okay. I love you too, sis. All right, bye.
Free crime. Everything's surveilled.
Hello, Michael.
What the...
You.
My name is Dick Johnson, and I'm just your friendly TSA field agent. I'm just here to conduct a little pre-security screening. Okay?
He's rubbing on him.
Wait, how did you even know I was flying? Oh, Mikey.
Don't call me that.
I know our essays at the NSA aren't as sexy or memorable as those of us at the TSA. But surely you've heard of them.
Because I know they heard of you.
They had me on my way over here the minute you Googled cheaper airfare.
And why did they send you?
Well, I'm part of a new TSA initiative to screen certain high-risk travelers.
And that's not even true. They're mainlining everybody going into a database as an excuse to data mine and to mainline NSA spying. That's all
it is. You're a white, gun-owning, 20-something Christian man who wrote in Ron Paul in two elections and has a house positively chock-full of anti-government propaganda. So, since you fit the domestic terrorist profile to a T, the lovely folks at the TSA just wanted me to come down here so I can make sure that you're safe to travel. Now, I assure you, this will make the process at the airport much smoother. And if everything checks out, you won't have to do a cavity search there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and take care of that right here in the privacy and convenience of your own bathroom.
What?
But first, I just have just a few questions, okay? What is your business in
Albuquerque. And are you smuggling meth for Heisenberg?
No. You realize that's just the TV show, right?
Then what is your business there?
I'm actually going there to see my sister. She's got cancer.
No.
They don't know if she's gonna make it.
Where did your sister get radioactive materials? And where is she planning on detonating that dirty bomb?
Dude, what the...
Dick Johnson!
Next time on Dick Johnson.
Literally, folks, all it is an excuse for the power structure to power grab and list us all as criminals so that they can steal all of our data and use it against us. That's what's going on. And by every benchmark, this is a tyrannical system. Look at how they lied to you about Obamacare when the bill said they'd take money out of your bank account, $5,000 penalties and interest if you didn't get Obamacare. And they said, oh, that's not in there. And now they admit it's in there and the IRS is implementing it. They didn't hire 17,000 agents to implement that for no reason. They did that because that was the plan, and that's now been announced today. So the answer is speak out against it, say no to it, expose the giant stinking fraud that it is. In fact, our article on this just went up that integrates all the news together. IRS prepared to enforce Obamacare with fines and fees. Harry Reid and the Democrats are determined to shove this historical monstrosity down your throat. And talk about a reign of terror. They call it the shared responsibility. Absolutely, totally disgusting that they denied this all those times. And then now there it is in your face. But the IRS is the enforcers of all this new social engineering. And I got to tell you, it's very, very fitting. Very, very fitting that it's the IRS they're going to have carrying all this out. Let's go ahead and talk to Bernanke is a bomb. We have another caller. Obama is a scumbag. Hillary is a whore. Hillary is a witch. Be more accurate. Let's go. She whores us out. I'm sorry. Hillary is a pimp. Bernanke is a bum from Washington State. You're on the air, terrorist. Go ahead.
Alice.
Go ahead, sir. Your phone's breaking up a bit.
Oh, sorry about that. That video would be funny if it wasn't so true.
Yeah, it seems like there's no level of humiliation they won't put us through.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, it seems like it's about 5 million knuckleheads that have lost their health care at this point.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It amazes me. And they were shooting for like 2.8 million signups. They got 3.3 and lost 5 million people. Now, how does that add up?
It's all pure bull. Well, what do you make of the bill saying the IRS would take the money? And they go, oh, no, and now they're doing it. Of course the IRS was going to take the money. I mean, it's the level of lying, and where is the Republican leadership repealing this?
Yeah, I totally expected it. I mean, when they started taking money from the banks in Europe, I mean, I was listening to you. I mean, you warned us all ahead of time, but, I mean, I knew it was coming. It was just a matter of when and how they were going to put that into place. Of course, Obamacare is a perfect way to do it. On a second note, this crap, and if I can say crap, this crap that's going on in Connecticut, are you going to put any InfoWarriors up there? Are you going to put any protesters up there? Anybody holding signs to try to wake people up to what's actually going on there?
Well, for those that don't know, the article is up on InfoWars.com from last night in the most popular section. The headline is Surrender Your Firearms, Connecticut Tells Unregistered Gun Owners. The state didn't even set up ways for people to, quote, register them. People did it by mail, and they're getting letters back saying, no, turn in all your semi-automatic firearms, and we're not going to let you register them. And the letter's up on InfoWars.com. It's unprecedented. And it just shows that they do want our guns, and they will take them. And I told the crew I want them to go up and cover that Urban Warfare Training Center. And so I'm going to get the reporters to go up and cover that. The Army never returned our phone calls, but that doesn't mean we're not going to go up there. And that's in Virginia, and we should go up to Connecticut and show the gun confiscation. My issue is I've only got like four reporters, and I don't have the infrastructure or the money right now to constantly send everybody everywhere. I mean, gun owners up there should be up in arms politically to reverse this. I mean, this is really happening. I appreciate your call. People should at least get this article out to everybody, bare minimum. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Utah. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, yeah, actually, I just wanted to remind you about Mike Lee up here. He is trying to repeal Obamacare. And, of course, he was the one that led the fight to try to defund it in the first place. But there's a lot of great video on YouTube with Mike Lee and the argument about Obamacare. And there's a really great one. It's listed here as Obama's crack pipe. There's some great videos on that. And then I had one other comment that I had is the guy that was saying, well, what do we do? You know, and I agree. You're the info warrior, the guy that gives us that information. Once we have that information, then we need to take it to our congressmen, our senators, and start getting politically involved in our local governments. And that's actually what I've done is I've sat down and talked to with our congressman and our senator. Grant, they only give you 15 minutes, but hey, if you can get 15 minutes in front of a congressman, it's better than...
Exactly. When they go out to these meet and greets, when they go around everywhere, you tell them, how dare you not repeal this? How dare you not take action against it? Thank you, Rick. Jerome in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, this is Jerome in Austin, Texas, and I have a couple things I want to talk about. One thing is Obamacare. I'm recently retired from the motion picture business. I was in entertainment at Universal Studios for 20 years.
Hey, I'm not ignoring you. The police chief just stormed the office with a SWAT team. I'm going to come back to you. Hey, Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo is in here with us right now, and he's come to confiscate the guns.
I am all for the Second Amendment. Every time I'm here, I have to get that out of the way.
I'm just teasing you. Anyways, how's everything going?
Good. We haven't had any controversy in the last 24 hours, so it's a good morning so far.
I ran into a police officer the other day that said he works at night and you were out at 2 o'clock in the morning doing calls with him.
I do that on a regular basis, yeah. I was worked Saturday night. I was supposed to stay out till about 3, but it was so busy, I really didn't get home until 6 in the morning.
You have made international news.
You're going to have to bring it up.
With your comment, we have a clip of it. Here, you don't have headphones, but you know what you said. I actually played this earlier and said, really what you're saying is kind of true. You know, at least the police here aren't raping people with toilet plungers or raping women. But there you're admitting, though, that in North Korea and Mexico and Nigeria, the police are not too good.
Listen, police is imperfect everywhere in the world because the human condition is imperfect. And, you know, I wish I could go back and take back that analogy because people that want to hate on the police, that want to create more mistrust of the police, have turned that into at least she wasn't raped, which is absolutely not was not on my mind. That is not what I meant, but, you know, it is what it is.
No, in fairness, I actually agree with what you said, but I can see how they took it out of context. You're saying, hey, usually it's a controversy of rape or corruption.
I mean,
at least this is just them, taking a woman to jail.
You listen, there's a lot of misconceived notions of what happened there. This was people saw a lady just sitting there screaming on the top. All that video shows is a young lady sitting down screaming, using profanity.
For those that don't know, she was jogging and couldn't hear them saying stop.
Well, she passed an officer's. We weren't there to write tickets. We were there to try to get these young people to make better choices. We had, within a couple of hours of that incident, we had another young lady or male, I don't remember if it was a man or a woman, go across the street in front of a bus, got hit by a bus. The next day we had three more people.
It is true that the bikes and pedestrians do run out in front of cars all day downtown.
It's crazy. And so the bottom line is she did not get arrested for carrying an ID. You don't have to carry an ID in the state of Texas when you're a pedestrian or when you're riding your bike. But if the officers are going to write you a ticket, you have to say who you are so they can write you the ticket. You can sign your promise to appear, and you're on your way.
The answer is like the Running Man. If we all wore explosive necklaces, when she didn't stop, they just blow her head off.
No, that's not
the TSA is actually looking at taser bracelets to fly. Would you like to put a taser bracelet on yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm not sure that I'd be very interested in that at all.
Why not have explosives at birth planted in the brain so if the government's mad at you, they just hit a button like Snake Plissken?
God, I love it.
Have you seen Escape from New York?
That's one of my favorite movies. I love that movie. That's a great movie. The original. I didn't like Escape from L.A.
No, Escape from L.A. wasn't that good.
But it's been too long. I miss you guys.
Hey, talk about yourself a little bit. Your dad worked for the CIA in gun running against Fidel Castro, and now you work to get the guns here in America.
No, first of all, let me just say this, make it real clear. I will never support a gun control. I don't think that that's the answer. For me, it's more important to ensure that we do what we can to keep guns in the hands of law-abiding Americans of sound mind. And it's not about different weapon system. It's about making sure we do our best to keep them in the right hands. And that's law-abiding people, people that aren't crazy and people that aren't felons.
All right, now I've got you for another 15 minutes or so.
That's it?
We appreciate you coming. You can stay longer if you want.
I want to stay longer.
We're going into overdrive.
I want my full hour.
Your full hour?
I want my full hour.
I look like a hippie. I'm supposed to get a haircut. Cut at 3.
That's okay.
I have turned into a hippie. We'll be right back.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
In. Maybe Art Acevedo, the awesome police chief, is really a robot. Are you a robot?
Oh, things. Robots, not one of them. I've been called communist and fascist.
Who did that?
And everybody. I had some,
including me?
Some guy from, yeah, including you, but you know better. You know that I'm actually a pretty moderate guy.
Hey, seriously, though, we have the clip of you talking about this woman that got arrested for not stopping when she ran across the street jaywalking.
Not jaywalking. It's jaywalking is mid-block. It was for crossing against the red, not obeying a traffic control device.
Oh, so crossing across the red. Okay.
Yeah.
So here is the clip that's gone nationwide from Japan to England of him saying, at least our officers aren't raping people. Here it is.
That's not what I said, but that's okay.
In Texas, that we actually had the audacity to touch somebody by the arm and tell them, oh, my goodness, Austin police are trying to get your attention. In other cities, cops are actually committing sexual assaults on duty. So I thank God that this is what passes for a controversy in Austin, Texas.
So in other cities, they're actually having sexual assaults. You're glad that this passes as a controversy.
Well, listen, I would never. It breaks my heart in the time of instant information. Anytime a police officer falls short around the globe, because we're all painted with the same wide brush. And it was a bad analogy because I knew it, I didn't know at the time, but it ended up being twisted. But, you know, Austin, life's about points of reference. Austin is such a great city, and our department is such a good department.
Well, I've been all over the country. I have to say the police are nicer in Austin than almost every other city.
Well, thanks. I mean,
in the big cities. In the small cities, they're usually pretty nice.
And Alex, over the years, you've been a soldier for InfoWars, and you've confronted our cops, and they've never really put their hands on you. They've always been pretty professional, even before I got here. I've seen a lot of the videos, and, you know, the frustration for me is this. I hold my cops to a very high standard. Our officers here get fired for things, and a lot of departments they don't, and then this is the controversy. You don't get the option of opting out of a ticket by refusing to give your name.
I hear you, but here is the controversy, and we're going to bring in the new Moan Labe women's shirt for your wife. Would you like a come and take it, your 300 shirt?
Well, this is what it looks like.
We've got it. Bring it in here. The gold shirts, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, Hardy Saveda, let's get a shot. Hold it up there. Product placement with the Austin Police Chief. Hold it in front of the camera. Camera right over here. See? Right there. Yeah. And does that not look good or what?
Yeah, it looks like the 300.
Yeah, and it's got the M4s crossed there. You think your wife will like that? Is that the right size for her?
Yeah, that's fine.
You got any daughters? What about daughters?
We've got Ana Sabana out there that would love
one. Let's give her one. Bring her in here. Bring your assistant in here. The lovely... A lovely police chief assistant.
She won't come in.
Come on in here. Well, we're going to give it to her, though.
Yeah, give it to her. Yeah.
Come on. I mean, it's just available at InfoWarsStore.com. Helps fund the operation. Hey, you see the new studio? You like it?
It is fantastic. It's phenomenal.
It's too busy to ever launch it.
Well, when are you going to launch it?
That's really small. That's like a small one. I'm going to launch it in the next couple of weeks. We got a bunch of cable systems ready to pick it up. Let me ask you a serious question. I heard you a few months ago on the morning show with Sergeant Sam say, quote, follow police orders. Even if you think they're unlawful and you won't get hurt.
Well, I mean, if you look at police officers generally, and I can speak to 20 years of experience, generally are responding to the actions of somebody. That's why our use of force policy is called responses to resistance. I tell my kids, you don't fight a battle with the cops on the street. If you've been mistreated or you think you got falsely arrested or the ticket's not valid, there's a process to do that. And so I always tell them is that we take our grievances through the courts, through the police monitor's office, through internal affairs, but you just don't do it on the street. And, you know, it really saddens me when I see folks running from the police. You know, they get themselves hurt over silly violations, and in Austin, Texas, might get you a slap on the wrist, and you're putting yourself at risk running. It's just, it's something that has.
Or it might get you shot in the back.
Well, you know, I mean, nothing good comes from running from the police either on foot.
I'll tell you what, back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Russia, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.